Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Before the show started today, I got a text on the text line. I'm going to go right back to that right now. A picture from somebody that went, Eric and Hickman, went to Ruhlman's with the family last night and got to meet Phil.
He met Phil. Did he get... Yep. Tell me more. Let it percolate.
This is Eric and Hickman. Two cookie skillets and the porterhouse was excellent. I would definitely recommend the...
He got the porterhouse.
And two cookies.
He's going to need an angioplasty.
He said, I would recommend the old-fashioned...
need an angioplasty.
Recommend the old-fashioned with the dark rye bourbon. Excellent evening all around. Be like Eric and get to Ruhlman's.
Be Eric.
Dark rye bourbon. Did you know what?
No, I'm unaware of this. Eric, please give us more information on that.
Dark rye
We'd like
bourbon.
To have that. Did you see the ladder? But he talked. Phil probably sat with him.
He had a picture with six of them, and Phil's in the picture as well.
Phil's smiling. In the picture.
Enough said. I got a close up of the cookie skillet in picture too. So I get the skillet.
Just a
Wednesday night.
It's a good night in Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
You could be like Eric. Mm-hmm. Go tonight to Ruhlman's. Go see Phil. He'll take a picture with you. He'll chat with you.
You will.
Have the cookie skillet, porterhouse. Filet mignon.
God, porterhouse.
New York strip.
Chilean sea bass.
Walleye.
Crusted.
Risotto. What else do you need in life? Get to Ruhlman's.
You know what, though? The same thing is, there's a lot of place. There's a lot of great food out there. There is. There are other places have great food. They don't have Phil.
Yeah, they don't have
Phil, guys.
Or that's the cookie skillet.
Or the cookie skillet. And when you get there, when you get a cast iron cookie skillet, and then Phil will deliver it to you.
He did. He brought ours over, too.
We had the cookie skillet. I'm there with Swigert's, Lauren Swigert, leading tackler, history of Norfolk High, and also with his lovely wife, Nicole. And the skillet arrived, and Phil brought it with love.
Phil Ruhlman?
Yes.
Be like Eric. Be like us. Get to Ruhlman Steakhouse in between Lincoln and Omaha and Ashland on Highway 6.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes. Sip pointed a story to me yesterday. Called him. I got a phone call from Sip in the morning with some ideas for the show.
Well, I just come off
of
this. This is before he went into May mode, apparently, right?
I just got off our chat.
Before he watched NBA basketball instead of listening to the AD.
No, is that we do a chat, a live chat, and you get a lot of questions, and there's a couple good ones on there.
There were, and you called me because one was about, are there situations where it's okay,
Bill would like this,
to unretire a jersey, or should that always be sacred? There's two reasons this came up, because there's two situations. Now, this is not a Colorado discussion with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. It's actually an NFL conversation, because Warren Moon's number one jersey is retired by the Oilers/Titans franchise. But Warren Moon said if Cam Ward would like to wear number one, he will allow him to wear number one. However, with the Giants, Abdul Carter was curious about wearing number 56 as an ode to Lawrence Taylor.
LT.
LT says, mm-hmm. No, you can't wear. I'm rooting for you, but you can't wear my jersey.
Make your own mark.
So yeah. I'm curious.
Wasn't negative.
Which of those do you stand with? Is there one that are you okay with both sides?
I stand 100% with both sides.
Okay.
Going straight Switzerland on this one. I think to have something that's, if I'm Warren Moon, like, yeah, you can wear one. I wore it, went great, got retired. It wasn't like, well, the reason that you get to wear one because we thought about it, and we made a huge mistake in retiring Warren Moon's jersey. So that was dumb of us, so we're bringing it back in the fold. That's not it. He just made a great move. And then also with LT, mm-hmm. and he's like, no, make your own mark. But he wasn't, you know, condescending to it. Like, you don't deserve to be in that number with it. Also, I think Steve can make a comment on this. I think sometimes, is there a difference, Steve, between Warren Moon, who was a very good quarterback, and then LT, which is potentially the best defensive player to ever play in the NFL?
It's probably...
I mean, he's
probably part of it.
He's probably potentially.
Yeah, nobody's saying about Warren Moon.
No one's saying Warren Moon is the best quarterback to ever play.
No,
but LT is in the conversation,
absolutely.
And most likely he would still win it if it's voted out right now. Who to date? Who's the best player to ever play in the NFL? The most feared, and it would be LT. And so I think there's something there. Also, yeah. But I agree with both sides.
Yeah, it's hard to push back.
And I don't blame. Abdul Carter saying, "I'd love to wear it in honor of you." So, and he just asked.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's a story either. I don't think anyway with the Giants is like, well, this is like no, he asked. They're not going to do it. No big deal.
Right.
And that's it.
Now, did you respond to this in the chat, Sip, or did Sean and Robin respond to it? What did you say?
I don't know. I just said that both of them are fine, just like Bill said. Yeah. I mean, I thought neither of them offends me. And Abdul Carter did. He just said, "I just thought I'd take a shot." He said the worst thing Lawrence Taylor could say was no. He said LT is the GOAT. Nothing but respect. This will just make me work harder. It's perfect.
I'd like to know how many times LT has been asked in the past if somebody could wear his retired jersey. Is this the first asked by somebody?
It seems like it.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms, Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Don't know that for sure because we kind of felt that maybe it happened before a little bit with Shador getting pranked. Then you find out that it's happened like a couple hundred times.
God.
It's happened. It happened several times in this draft.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of one of those things where maybe he's been asked, but it wasn't, as noteworthy, I guess. So it's probably been something maybe has been brought up. I don't know.
Now, we have a Giants fan chiming in. This is not Robin Washington, who is a major Giants fan. This is Joe in Boulder.
Oh, Joe's a Giants fan.
He says, as a Giants fan, I agree completely with LT. Warren Moon was good. Lawrence Taylor might be the best defender in NFL history, like we just said. So thank you. Joe, as a Giants fan, saying I stand with LT, rooting for Abdul Carter to be great, but don't wear that number.
I would have to think that it's 99.9 for both places, that the Giants fans are like, we're completely happy with how LT handled this, should not be out there. And on the other side, they're like, yeah, put one back out there. It's a good deal.
I'm not sure if Ward has for sure agreed to wear one. Moon has given him the option to do it. So there's a picture with them both holding them the jersey and saying, hey, this is a great moment to allow this. He is not committed to wearing that number. So it still could be sacred to Warren Moon. But he's saying, listen, if you want to, it's all you. If not, I respect that you don't wear that, but you have my blessing here on this.
Yeah, he wore number one at Washington State and Miami.
Warren Moon did?
No, Ward.
Oh,
Ward.
So he would just keep.
Warren Moon went to Washington, University of.
Washington State for Cam Ward, Washington for Warren Moon.
Yes.
Okay.
Sweet.
So we were doing some research on Nebraska. I don't think we didn't know the exact number. 25 retired jerseys. Now the numbers retired, it looks like it's 20, 60, and 64. Now if we're wrong on that, let me know. That was from the Huskers.com website. I saw that in terms of three numbers
retired
at Nebraska. Jerseys are retired. This means they can't wear that number again. They just get their honoree on the north side of the
numbers retired. Still, because just imagine right now if you took 25 jerseys off.
Yeah.
It'd be really hard to feel.
You couldn't do it.
First of all, it's for special teams, it's almost impossible because you can't have duplicate numbers on the field. Right. So this makes everything very, very difficult. It's very easy in the NFL. You have so many numbers. It's not that hard.
Husker at Iowa has a different stance on this. He's on YouTube. He says, I think it's disrespectful to even ask LT to wear his number.
I don't think it's disrespectful.
I don't know about disrespectful, but it's a stretch when you've never played a down in the
NFL.
Could
be a bust.
And never played a down. And he's, like you said, right away, if someone asked me, who would you list as the greatest defender of all time? There would be a lot of them. You'd be like going
Lawrence,
and then you'd probably say Lawrence Taylor.
God, that's amazing. By the way, to have that tag on you,
have that just the most
best
feared
player of
the
all
most
time.
Of all time, the most
of
feared.
All time.
And he was feared. When was he done? Was that
90s? About late early 90s. Early 90s is when he was rolling. It was something you'd never seen
years
before.
Ago, still.
It was something you'd never seen before. The pass rush that he would do. So yeah, it was remarkable. You know what it was. Better times.
Now, yes. Phil, this is not Phil Ruhlman, different okay. Phil. He says, why he thinks he's okay with the Titans one. He says, I think it makes a difference that the Titans aren't wearing the classic Oilers uniform. I think it might be weird if Cam Ward was wearing number one in that baby blue jersey
Some truth to that. There's also some truth. And Phil, this is new Phil.
It's new Phil.
New Phil like that. Will you help finance a skillet? If we get a hold of you, wonder if this Phil would help us out also. Phil Ruhlman's helping us with the skillet. Wonder if this Phil would help us out financially.
NFL draft. Taylor was number two in 1981.
Out of North Carolina.
81.
Yeah, so who was number one?
And was he good? The question was that number one overall pick number
he
one
must
overall
have played
pick good?
For 10 years, right?
George Rogers.
Ooh.
George Rogers.
George Rogers. What'd
he go to?
Running back.
Running back out of South Carolina, right?
Looks like he went to the Saints. Yeah, he went to the Saints. I don't know how he did. I mean, not great.
It's not a good
I don't know that name at all.
Oh, come on. He's a big running back.
I know Lawrence Taylor very well.
Won the Heisman.
Rogers did?
Rogers won the Heisman.
Won the Heisman,
yeah.
But it's before your time. You weren't even born.
Yeah, 81, Jake. Yeah, you don't have to know that. I met Rogers. Really? I met him.
You met George Rogers?
Yes. When we were at New Mexico State, we played at South Carolina, and he came up to Tony Samuel's suite before the game on Friday night.
Round two of the 1981 draft, New Orleans selected Russell Gary of Nebraska.
Safety.
You know, I feel bad because I do trivia all the time on Heisman winners, and I'm looking. I must have skipped over 1980 because, South Carolina.
Sure enough.
Billy Sims, Charles White, Marcus Allen. There's George Rogers, 1980. I don't know how I've never seen that name.
The GM's probably being questioned a little bit. Right now. You took a running back one over LT.
Yeah,
we all make mistakes. That was a large mistake, though. When we come back, Rick Heyman is not with us today. He's traveling back.
Do you have some?
I have a song today.
Thank you, Jake.
That's next.
Is it Hawaiian based?
It's not Hawaiian based at all. But song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.